On University of St. Thomas Week, don't like what's going on in the real world? Maybe try a virtual one instead. I'm Dr. Lynn Pascarella, president of the American Association of Colleges and Universities. And today on the Academic Minute, Seth Ketron, assistant professor of marketing, explores through a marketing lens.
Virtual reality, or VR as it is often called, is an immersive technology allowing us to create experiences that transcend the limitations of physical reality as well as those of more conventional digital platforms. Marketers are taking notice of VR's potential to transform the marketplace. For example, VR is emerging as a viable retail channel where customers can participate in real transactions. Making these VR experiences multi-sensory, that is, including sense or touch sensations in addition to visual and audio inputs, can activate a state of flow where customers feel totally plugged into what they are doing. Research shows that this flow state, this plugged-in feeling, leads to more positive outcomes for both customers themselves and the companies with which they are doing business. However, we must remember that the role of marketing is not solely to make money. Rather, our role is to maximize value, which we define as the ratio of benefits to costs. To that end, marketers often work to promote consumer and societal well-being, and VR can have a powerful role in those endeavors. For example, recent research has shown that the affordances of VR, immersion and telepresence, can lead to stronger connections with our world and increase agency to make positive change. This has been demonstrated in the context of sustainability, where players of a VR game designed around an Antarctic experience viewed the effects of climate change on ice and local wildlife. After the experience, these game players described a stronger connection to nature and also felt compelled to behave more sustainably in their own lives. Similar VR experiences have offered realistic and tangible representations of environmental and societal issues, which can be effective in making us think about how we can make decisions to better the world around us. So, whether we're hoping to make shopping more immersive and fun, or whether we're hoping to get people to be more sustainable or societally minded, VR can help us get there.
That was Seth Ketron of the University of St. Thomas. You can find this, other segments, and more information about the professors at academicminute.org.
Production support for the Academic Minute comes from AAC&U, Advancing Liberal Learning and Research for the Public Good.